So I want to probably, I haven't really formally introduced myself, I'm afraid. So I'm Miao Weiming. The executive title is the Aquaculture Officer in the Regional Office of FAO for Asia Pacific Region. So I was the one who basically initiated this regional event. So very good. We had a collaboration support from NACA, so we're jointly worked for quite several months to get everybody together. So thank you all for coming. So take this opportunity. I wish to give you a little more brief introduction about the background of this regional consultation. So actually, all the honorable guest speakers in the morning, they have mentioned some background and relate to this regional consultation. So here I just want to give you a little more full idea about this, what is this regional consultation about. This is basically a FAO supported regional event, mainly for the purpose to support why is FAO currently is implementing its new strategic program framework, we call that one. So under this strategic program framework, we have strategy program 2. So that is to increase and improve the provision of goods and services from agriculture, forestry, fisheries in a sustainable manner. So that is a global strategic program for FAO. Of course, in this region, we are also implementing this program. So under this strategy program 2, FAO RAP is implementing a regional initiative for blue growth in Asia Pacific with a particular outcome, we call outcome 2, to improve efficiency and sustainability in aquaculture and capture fisheries production through innovative management practices, technology, and production practices for more efficient and sustainable use of resources. So this mainly we talk about fisheries, water, land, forestry, etc. Of course, as the co-organizer of this regional event, NACA has also its work program. So this aquaculture feed related issue is also one of the priority areas of NACA's work program. So in 2014-2015, NACA and FAO also jointly had a regional consultation, tried to develop the regional strategy and action plan for sustainable intensification of aquaculture for blue growth. So this strategy and action plan has already been developed. Then that's a very important part area is the responsible use and efficient use of aquaculture feed. So this regional consultation is mainly to address the feed and feed ingredient issues in the aquaculture sector. So basically the consideration include, so we had experienced the rapid growth of aquaculture production. So this growth has been largely attributed to the intensification, particularly with increased dependence of aquaculture on the feed of different types. We talk about commercial feed, we talk about the farm-made feed, and even the fresh feed. Of course, the increased use of feed has contributed to the production efficiency, to the product quality, to meet the new market requirement, and also to the economic benefit of the farmers. But at the same time, because the increased demand for aquaculture feed is so rapid, then it also leads to a number of issues. So that includes, one is to increase the production cost. So along with the intensification of aquaculture, we observed a rapid increase in the production cost. Out of that, the feed accounts normally for 60-70% of the total production cost. So this is resulted from various factors. One is we observed a very significant increase in the feed cost across the region. Then we do have the problem with the feed quality, because some feed quality was not so good, then they're not properly or efficiently converted into fish meat. Then there's also problem with the farmer feeding management practices. So this increased cost has significantly compressed the profit margin in the farm operation. So we have, like has been already indicated by the honorable guests in their opening remark, the aquaculture now is more or less getting overly dependent on the external supply of the feed ingredients, particularly for this region. A lot of important raw materials are sourced from outside. For instance, fish meal, but not only fish meal. When we say the feed ingredients, probably we always focus on fish, but look at, we basically, this region, we produce very limited soya, but that is a major feed ingredients for aquaculture feed, are largely imported from outside this region. Then, of course, when we talk about fish meal, fish oil, these are the ingredients more or less originated from marine capture fisheries. Because of limited supply and also the high cost from those imported ones, so we have the problem in this region, some illegal or unreported, unregulated fishing practices are very much associated with aquaculture feed ingredient demand. Of course, we have the problem of environmental impacts. That's resulted from the nutrients loading, mainly due to if we have feed quality problem, we have these nutrients which basically remain in the culture environment, but subsequently will be discharged to the environment. Of course, we also have the feeding practices at farm level. Now, in many countries, we still see the small farmers often lack of easy access to quality and cost-effective feed. Recently, we have received a number of requests from the country, like Indonesia. They have rapid aquaculture development, but the government now, they consider it become a priority to solve the self-sufficiency of aquaculture feed to maintain the sustainable growth of the sector. So we consider it's very important and urgent to solve the problem with aquaculture feed production and use. So basically, everybody agree the global demand for food fish will continue to increase due to the population growth. More people need to eat more fish. But when the economy grows with improved income, the people most likely will change their diet habit and towards to eat more fish. So with one projection made by FAO in 2016, we believe by 2025, the global fish demand will increase by 31 million metric tons. That is quite significant. Consider currently, we are trying very hard just to maintain the capture fisheries production. That means we are not be able to see a significant increase of capture fish production. So all those increased demand will need to be met by the aquaculture sector. So that means we have to make more effort to maintain the sustainable growth of the sector. Of course, the aquaculture in this region is not only for the purpose to provide people with fish. It is also a very important livelihood source. So in many countries, aquaculture development has already been taken as a very important strategy to improve the rural livelihood. So it is very important to make aquaculture a more attractive and more resilient livelihood in the region. So obviously, it's won't be possible to achieve the sustainable growth of aquaculture if we cannot effectively address issues with aquaculture feed production and use. Because we understand if we want to further increase our aquaculture production with currently increasing scarcity of natural resources, we cannot move away from more feed-dependent aquaculture practice in general. Though we say we have some practices, aquaculture system, then can produce fish, more fish with not much feed input. But in general, this potential is very limited. So we still have to depend on the feed, even more dependent on the feed use in aquaculture. So the object of this regional consultation is mainly we have two major objectives. One is to have all the important players in this region, the government, the research institute, the private sector, and also scientists, researchers, to work together to have a more comprehensive review of the current situation of aquaculture feed production and use regarding what is the production and the supply situation now, how is the ingredients are sourced, and what are the issues in the government policy and institutional support. We all know in the past years, many countries and institutions are making hard effort try to solve some of the problem with the aquaculture feed and ingredients. There has been a lot of progress made, but we need to share this knowledge. We share the new technological progress, but we obviously see there are still significant gaps in how to further disseminate information to scale up the good practices. Therefore, another important objective is to, for the regional consultation, to put forward some really good regional strategy and also to develop a plan of actions to promote responsible utilization of feed and feeding ingredients for a sustainable growth of aquaculture in the region through the sharing of available knowledge, technological innovation, and scaling up of successful practices. Of course, include to further strengthen the research and the technology development. So we need to have a very good coherent strategy and also good practical plan of action for both regional bodies and also country government, private sector to take a joint effort. So we expect to produce several outputs from this regional consultation. So one is the available knowledge and successful technology and good practices related to the responsible use of aquaculture feed and feed ingredients are extensively shared in the region, not only just within this room. So after this consultation, we'll try to produce some information products from publication for much broader dissemination across the region. Of course, with this group, we hope we can have a more trying to develop appropriate strategy and follow-up actions for promote responsible use of aquaculture feed and feed ingredients for the member governments and also for the regional organizations and for the private sector to take respective actions. So in order to achieve these outputs, so we basically try to identify several thematic areas for this regional consultation. So for us to really focus on those major areas. So that include the development and use of alternative for fish meal and other high cost feed ingredients in aquaculture. So we have been talking this for many, many years. CIFDEC and NACA had a joint regional ASEAN regional consultation that's mainly focused on this one. We have some substantial information, knowledge, products generated, but how these are actually scaled up and also disseminated to the really production level. So we need to look more in this area. Then recently, this region are facing another challenges. Our major international buyers, now they're demanding the aquaculture traceability. That is not only formally we talk about certification, it's only not focused on the production process. But now they are saying you need to prove your feed ingredients are not from those IUU fishing or other kind of production that have significant impact on the environment. So For that purpose, we have to prove what we are using for aquaculture production are basically not really damaging the natural environment, not from IUU fishing. So this is another issue we have to address. Then, of course, we need to promote a cost-effective aquaculture feed, which made more with more locally available feed ingredients. We cannot say we have to replace all the feed ingredients with local ones. That's probably not feasible in the near future, at least. But we have to find a way how to gradually to reduce our dependence on the outsourced feed ingredients. Then another important area is innovation in aquaculture farming and feed practice for reduce the feed cost and environment impacts at farm level. So there's still a lot of potential with the farm management practices. So the same feed may not achieve the same feed efficiency, same conversion with the different practices. So how we're going to really to run this regional consultation, how to really achieve our target, our goals. So we consider the following major modalities. One is we are having this multi-sectoral, multi-player consultation. So in this room, we have the government representatives, we have scientists, researchers, we have the regional and international organizations related to the aquaculture development, and very important, we have also private sector. So this is a very integrated group. And very important, we're going to share extensively the country level information. So we have in this room 6 countries sitting here. So all the countries are prepared their country status report generally to inform this group on what is actual status of aquaculture feed ingredient production and use in the country. And we invite quite a number of prominent scientists and also researchers. We expect them to provide extensive knowledge and their prospect about the feed and feed ingredient issue in aquaculture in this region. What is the significance? What is the progress has been made? Where are the major gaps? And how we should address these issues more efficiently. So we also invite some major private feed producers here in this room. We also want to listen to their opinions on how they're actually making effort to support aquaculture in this region by improving their products, by improving their services, and also to listen to what they believe are most important for the whole region to take action to promote more responsible use of feed and feed ingredients. Based on all this, we'll have a working group session to further identify what are the major existing issues and gaps, and eventually try to put forward appropriate strategy and also to identify the immediate actions at regional and national level. But it's very important we have very clear idea who need to do what. That is very, very important. So by this, I want to finish my introduction to this regional consultation. I hope it will give everybody a much clearer picture about what we are going to do in the next 3 days and what we are trying to achieve in the next 3 days. So I look forward to your valuable contribution, active participation, and also the fruitful regional consultation that will eventually contribute to the sustainable growth of aquaculture in the region and for meeting the increasing demand of the people for fish and also to support the livelihood development in this region. So thank you.